From the Seven Feathers Casino Studio, KQEN weather in the Umpqua Valley, 90% chance of rain and snow till about 10 this morning, then turning to rain. Snow level starting at 800 feet this morning, up to 1,800 feet by this afternoon, high of 46. Tonight, rain and snow, 80% chance, snow level at 900 feet, low of 32, and a chance of snow early tomorrow, otherwise rain, and a high temperature of 47. Still at 36 degrees, KQEN News Time, 834.
This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Live from Salem State, Representative Virgil Osborne in with us for our weekly check. Virgil, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Kyle. How are you?
Doing all right. Talk about the hot topics in Salem this week. What are some of the things that you're keeping track of?
Yeah, for sure. So Salem this week is pretty on fire. There's a lot of stuff going on up here. There are a lot of very controversial bills that are going through right now. In fact, there's more controversial bills than there are good bills, to be honest with you. And we've been right in the heat of the battle on all of these, and I can go over a few of those with you.
Sure. Let's hear about them.
So the toughest bill that I've had to vote on so far since I've been in Salem is the one that we passed the floor with yesterday. So it's headed to the Senate for their approval. And it's an opioid omnibus bill. And it included a lot of things. It's the bill number is House Bill 2395. There's a ton of testimony on it and a ton of information in it. But it included some things that really, for me, morally, I struggled with. And some of those things originally were you know, needle exchanges for minors and minors being able to seek treatment without being, you know, telling their parents and that type of stuff. So the Republican Party, our caucus, worked hard. Representative Deal actually worked hard on doing some amendments to this and got the bill to the point where a yes vote was about the only option that I could have. It was met with there were 48 Republicans voted or 48 people voted for it, 9 Republicans voted against it, but it did pass out of behavioral health with a 10-0 vote. So we'll see what happens when it gets to the Senate. But the gist of the bill is, Kyle, it allows for Narcan administering, which is naloxone, which is the what happens if you could administer it if somebody overdoses. And this is essentially what this bill will do is we'll put kind of like an AED machine. You see those on walls in different buildings in different areas. You're going to see a Narcan, for lack of a better word, distribution around the communities if this passes through the Senate. And, of course, the governor signs it. It does allow for the school administration to treat an overdosing minor without asking for permission from the parents. And that's one of the things I struggled with. But in the heat of the moment, when somebody's overdosing on an opioid fentanyl overdose, you really don't have time to go ask the parents. You kind of need to take care of what is what's happening up front. There's a whole lot more in the bill as well. But yeah.
Well, and that one is interesting, going through the information we got about that yesterday. And clearly, it's a big epidemic. It's an issue. I looked at the numbers from one of the releases that came out. It talked about nearly 3 Oregonians a day are dying from it. And you just think about what that adds up to, and that's a pretty big number.
It is. And if you have the time to go through and read the bill and read the -6 amendment, which is what our representative, Ed Deal, our Republican representative, posted into the bill, it really talks about what to do and why we got here. So Measure 2395 is just basically a treatment. It doesn't go after the cause. So it really the reason we're here is because of measures like Measure 110 that have allowed you're allowed a certain amount of narcotics or opioids, and it's just basically a traffic ticket if you get pulled over. When they took the teeth out of the law, they really made it to where addiction is just so much easier to be part of. And that's where we're going with this. We're saying, okay, we're going to give you this because we think it's a good thing that you're going to give people a chance to live through their, you know, through this. But we need to treat them on the backside too. We need to really figure out why we got to this point. And right now, I don't see that coming out of Salem, and we need to fix that problem, or we're never going to fix our homeless problem. That's just one of the stakes in that issue as well.
Well, talk about a couple of the other big bills that you're watching right now.
Yeah, so the other real big one right now is Senate Bill 85. And what Senate Bill 85 does is it suspends any operation which is called a CAFCO, which is a confined animal feeding operation. And what that is your dairies, your chicken farms, it suspends the permit to do it. So you basically, if you already have a permit, when your permit runs out, you can't renew it until 2035 if they decide after their study that you can actually do it again, and it eliminates any new permits from coming into the state. So really what this bill says is it's a direct attack against our agricultural industry. And it's based on the theory of climate change. So they're trying to make sure we're not polluting our rivers and streams with, you know, cow excrement and that type of thing. And really, I don't understand how folks don't get the fact that you have to slaughter the animals to have the food that you buy from the store. But somehow or another, there's a gap there where people just seem to miss that. So this is a really controversial bill. Lots of testimonies on this, and certainly there'll be more.
What level of support do you think it has right now?
Has a lot of course, opposition in rural Oregon. It's finding, I don't know what the number is as far as if I could put a percentage to it, but I'd say it's pretty close. I'd say probably 40% or more are in favor of this because they just don't understand the bill, would be my guess. But this really, really is something we need to watch, and we need to fight hard to protect our farms, our agriculture industry. This will be a major blow in our state if this makes it out of committee, which hopefully it won't make it to the floor.
I wonder if any similar legislation has ever been passed elsewhere in the U.S.
No, I don't think so. I think this is kind of something that is unique to Oregon. I mean, this will affect a lot of things. It'll affect dairies, of course, because you won't be able to get your permit to feed your cows. It'll affect chicken farms, quail farms, sheep, cattle. I mean, this basically is a direct attack on our agriculture industry in rural Oregon.
Well, we've got time for one more bill that you want to mention.
Yeah, sure. We're still working on broadband. House Bill 3201, presented by Representative Marsh, is still something that's on the radar, and we're working our way through some of the amendments on that to kind of make sure that the money gets spent rurally and doesn't end up going to metro areas for broadband development. We're really hoping to try to push internet development through our rural Oregon and to the communities where they're underserved at this point. And there's a lot to talk about on that one, but I'm probably going to be short on time.
All right, we are out of time now. We'll check it again next week. State Representative Virgil Osborne, thanks for being on.
Thanks, Kyle. Take care.
8:41 at the Morning Report.